Jim Lawrence, one of America's top labor historians, died yesterday of a blood disorder after 35 years of teaching at UW-Marathon County. Former Democratic Congressman Dave Obey remembers his lifelong friend.
Jim, he was a fierce advocate, yet he was personally a very gentle person.
Lawrence edited Obey's autobiography.
He told me he was too blessed long and told me that he thought I should cut out about 150 pages, which I did.
Jim Lawrence helped Obey get elected in his first congressional campaign in 1969. In a Wisconsin Public Radio interview, Lawrence recalled how the two shared a sometimes volatile passion for politics.
I can remember Dave and I standing probably 3 feet from the swimming pool, having at it. People in the area were wondering which one of us was going to go into the pool first.
Jim Lawrence was above all an advocate for working people in labor unions, who believed government plays a necessary role in leveling the economic playing field.
Capitalism is a wonderful economic system and machine. It's not necessarily a moral system. Without some kind of structure or framework of governmental controls, it's possible for workers to be abused.
Dave Obey says Jim Lawrence will be missed.
Thousands of students benefited from his honest wisdom in the classroom. It's a great loss to the university, a great loss to the community, and a great loss to those of us who were friends.
Jim Lawrence leaves behind his wife, Donna, and two daughters. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.